On the Red River Farm Network, the American Sugar Beet Growers Association wrapped up its annual meeting. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick is in Washington, D.C. and has this policy update.
In the past 7 years, lawmakers operated under closed or structured special rules, limiting the number of amendments. With the Republican majority in the House, the amendment process has been opened up for all bills. American Sugar Beet Growers Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Zachary Clark, says this is a significant change.
I mean, there's always a lot of amendments that are filed to every bill, but House rules sort of sorts through everything and pulls out what they think, summarizes all of those amendments so that everybody gets their say. But it does keep things down to a manageable size. With an open rule, we're going to have hundreds of amendments, and there's going to be a lot of ones that are really challenging to agriculture on sugar, on crop insurance, on the safety net. There will be a lot of amendments to cut those. And it will be a real problem because if they pass, we're going to be in a real challenging spot where we might have to drag down a bill, and we certainly don't want to be in that position.
Clark sees one positive note, and that's with the leadership.
You've got folks like G.T. Thompson. You've got folks like Stabenow that are that experienced hand that can help guide us through this new environment and get us across the finish line.
American Sugar Beet Growers Association President Nate Hultgren of Raymond, Minnesota, was reelected to a second term. Vice President Neil Rockstad of Ada, Minnesota, was also reelected. Jason Shetsky of Wheatland, North Dakota, was named the Sugar Beet Producer of the Year. Shetsky died in a car accident this past November. Our coverage of the American Sugar Beet Growers Association made possible by Beta Seed, the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, Nutrien Ag Solutions, and Sess Vanderhoff. I'm Don Wick, reporting from Washington, D.C.